Boy, I could have talked to Craig Bolanos the entire show, but we had to pack a whole week into one show today. He's the co-founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Get retired, stay retired.com. Craig, been a busy week, huh?
John, it's great to be with you. I feel like I just had an exorcism because my head spun around three separate times, just like that famed movie from the 1970s.
I think an exorcism is the polite way to say it. I think you could say any number of things about the last 5 days or so. Craig, where to start on this? I mean, I guess the question is, okay, great. Well, we look a little better. We feel a little better looking at our 401k than we did yesterday. Still down from where we were a week ago. But is this a dead cat bounce? Is there a new normal here that has been established? I mean, there's no way to know for sure, Craig, but what are your kind of initial vibes looking to tomorrow and beyond?
John, is this a securities trader show? Dead cat bounce? Way to use trading vernacular. I love it. You know, dead cat bounce, meaning a bounce off of lows that's going to get sold and we're instantly going to go back down. Hence a dead cat. This rally doesn't have nine lives. I think that's what you're referring to.
Right.
No, here's what I want to tell everybody. In the simplest of ways, yes, you just saw the NASDAQ stock market go up 12% in a day. You saw the S&P 500 go up 9.5% in a day. There could be a follow-through rally. Why could there be a follow-through rally on top of today? Simple. This entire story is not structural. It's not cyclical. It's policy driven, and policy is controlled by man, and man can change their mind on a dime, hence more to come.
So here's what a lot of the palace intrigue is about now, Craig, was whether the president blinked because he saw not only where the equities market was, but where the bonds were, and he blinked. Or this was 4D chess because these countries still have 10% tariffs on them. Canada and Mexico still has 25%, China over 100%. But by establishing higher tariffs originally, the 10% medicine seems easier to swallow. And Craig, my question to you is, it's a little long, but I'm wondering, does it really matter? Because maybe the fact that the president, even if he did blink, it shows there is a guardrail to what the policy, his buy into his own policy is. And the market might take some solace knowing that there's that guardrail in place.
Well, I think there's been a guardrail the entire time, John. And the reason there's a guardrail the entire time is, number one, interest rates could get out of control, which would force the president's hand and we'd have a policy change. Number two, a severe amount of economic pain could cause constituents, which are members of Congress, to distance themselves from the president. That would in and of itself create a policy change. Third, midterm elections are real. Fourth, very similar to the War Powers Act, which now requires an act of Congress, you could end up seeing, if things got a lot worse, you could seeing members of Congress decide to create legislation that's filibuster-proof to remove executive agency authority to use tariffs. So there's a lot of checks and balances here. All of these news events were bound to be finite no matter what. That should give people comfort. I'm not saying the president's actions are wrong. I'm not saying they're right. I'm saying we have a system of checks and balances that, regardless of the reason, blinking or just great strategy, it could be either one, it eventually works itself out. And that's why I want people listening tonight not to have knee-jerk reactions, but to use what just happened as a professional pause, a chance to reassess what they want their portfolios and their investment themes to look like.
Yeah. I mean, this was a great lesson this week in don't try and time the market, Craig. I mean, if you sold yesterday, my goodness, you missed a 12% bounce up on the NASDAQ. You have to get it right twice, and that doesn't work. That's not a plan.
No, that's not a plan. And listen, the futures are positive. The foreign markets are taking their cue from us. I mean, Japan's Nikkei index is set to jump 11% in the overnight hours. So, you know, this trend might continue, but I think people shouldn't just get passive. I think people should, again, use this as an opportunity to say if their risk tolerance and their risk budget was out of line, take rallies as they unfold because you always get a second chance to do the right thing. Let me repeat that. You always get a second chance to do the right thing. The slow correction in markets, which was up until the Rose Garden speech or Liberation Day, that made sense. But now people have a chance. You have a Dow Jones that's only down 4% for the year. an S&P that's only down 7% for the year. We might have another day of rally. Are you going to hold? Are you going to buy? Or should you trim? That's a personal decision, but that's what everybody should be thinking about right now.
And one they could be having with you, getretiredstayretired.com. The interesting thing about China is that we now have 125% tariffs, and this trade war, if you want to call it that, I don't know, between us and China. You mentioned the checks and balances of our system of government with like midterm elections and the realities of a razor-thin Republican majority in the House. China doesn't have things like that. They measure things in dynasties. They can devalue their currency on a whim. They locked down their entire country for years because of COVID. Is this a hard war, quote unquote, to win against a country that just doesn't operate the way we do?
Well, let's remember, no one wins a war, but wars redraw borders. Wars can reset global policy. And I think that's what's happening here. We're redrawing some borders. Those are borders on trade. Those are borders on components. Those are borders where people are going to seek to diversify their supply chain. And if that's ultimately what this chess match is about, people might look back and say, mission accomplished. Just case in point, 2018, 21% of every component that came to the United States was from China. January 1st of this year, that number is down to 14%. How much lower could that number go? Could go significantly lower, and that has implications.
Interesting. If people are feeling, the volatility thing is just what has obviously been so crazy the last few days. When you take the long-term look at things, as you often do and advise people to do, maybe not so much. I did find it interesting in the notes that you sent over that the financial crisis of 2008, the NASDAQ enjoyed two of its best 5 days ever. Meaning that even in the throes of what we regard as the worst economic crisis of this century, current one, I imagine, there's a lot of bad or good days in there, too. I guess that's just a way to say, Craig, just you guess you never know what tomorrow brings, huh?
No, you know what? You never know what tomorrow's going to bring. And, John, you and I have talked, and I think listeners on your show in particular know that preparedness and flexibility are the hallmark of any good financial plan, any good retirement plan. And this event was a reminder that preparedness and flexibility aren't just to be desired. They're a must when people are seeking solutions.
I have 30 other questions for you, Craig, but I don't have time today. People can go to getretiredstayretired.com to chat with you more. VestGen Wealth Partners, Craig, take care, okay, buddy?
Be good, John. Look forward to talking to you soon.